by way of introduction, a few important reminders. One is, we learn from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamallah Fuyudahum, that Amal we all do make, Alhamdulillah. Some of us less, some of us more. But we do engage in Amal. For the acceptance of the Amal, Hazrat has explained five very, very valuable points. That we must try and keep these five points in mind, then our Amal will be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is to have the knowledge of this Amal. That this Amal we want to do, the proper Islamic knowledge of how to do it. We want to make wudu, we must know the masail of wudu. We have to know what breaks wudu, etc. All those, so the masail, the rules we have to know. We want to do business also, we have to know the rules of the business. We want to get married, we have to know the rights of the wife. The wife must know the rights of the husband. And in fact, we all have to know the purpose of marriage. Today we have completely lost the purpose of marriage, and therefore we have landed ourselves instead of a blissful garden of Jannah in the hell holes of Jahannam. Because of we don't know the purpose of marriage. So all the knowledge is very, very important, whatever we want to do. Second, of course, is the amal. We do the amal also. According to that knowledge, we do the amal. And then a third very important point, these are few basic points, is ikhlas, sincerity. If we do a lot of amal, whole night, tahajjud, but no sincerity. Every day we keep roza, but no sincerity. All is haba mansura. It will just fly away. It will have no weight whatsoever. So sincerity is very, very important. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Jazahumullah Khair has taught us also that on one occasion, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that riyakari, to do things for name and fame, to do things for worldly gain, comes in such a stealthily, such a secret way in the heart that a person doesn't even know. You start doing the amal with sincerity. You are doing it for sincerity. But then your deer changed. And you are not even aware of it. And it comes, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, it's a riwayat of Kanzul Umman, our Shaykh explained to us, that how a black ant on a black night is walking on a black stone. Nobody can see it also. Nobody can hear any sound of it. More secretly than that, to do things for name, gain, world fame, worldly gain, comes into the heart. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah reward him and all the Sahaba tremendously, over and over. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are a great, great, great namat for us, for this ummah. How they questioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they took the knowledge, how they protected the knowledge, how they propagated the knowledge, what sacrifices they made. Those days there were no computers, those days there was no all easy today that you just take something from here, paste it here, take from here, take it there. They had to write on the barks of trees, on leaves of trees, on stone. But how today with all our technology we cannot preserve the knowledge as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and the great, great ulama of Islam, Imam Bukhari rahmatul, all the great ulama, how they brought knowledge to us. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case all of us will be destroyed. That we hardly know that riyakari has come in the heart. That we're not doing it for Allah's sake. We're hardly aware of it. So we might be doing amal whole life, great, great amal. But it's not for Allah. It is destroyed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, may Allah ta'ala send billions and billions and billions of his rahmat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'iman, abadan. On our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he taught us such a simple dua. which we all do know. Just the words, little bit depth, we have to adjust it, but we all know this dua. It is just like reading the first kalima, Raddi Kufar, against Kufar. The words are very similar, just a little bit. If we read that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you will be saved of all types of riyakari. The big amount of it, the small amount. What is done secretly, what is done publicly. What is in little, what is in much. Every type of riyakari. In other words, you will become 100% mukhlis. So if we just read this dua once a day, we should try and put it in our ma'amool, inshallah, to read this dua once a day. What is the dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Just so much we read, and we will be saved of all types of riyakari. So anyway, sincerity is the third very important point. And together with that, make the dua that, Ya Allah, to all the qualities of acceptance, bless us with them. There are many more. Sincerity is the most important. And then the fourth is, with sincerity, that we have the fear whether this amal is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. That is also a very important thing. The Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala, the great ulama, have explained that if a person doesn't have that fear, and he did a lot of amal also, but that fear did not come, then it's a sign that that amal will not be accepted by Allah. So we should have all what we did, now what we are doing, our Islahi Jalsa, our namazes we read, everything, whole life's amal. A person must continuously be afraid and worried whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. On one occasion, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us here in South Africa, and he heard about Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Ustad of so many students, that there were very few huffaz in our country, and especially in the Transvaal area, the old Transvaal area. But by his efforts, many students had become hafiz. So he was keen to meet him, and he went there to meet him. And when he asked him, I heard that many students you have made hafiz. How many have you made hafiz? Hafiz Sahib immediately said, that I will know in the qabr, whether it's accepted or not. What is accepted, so many I made. What is not accepted, is nothing. Eh? So we have to have that fear, whatever the ulama who are doing so great work, we as ordinary people, whatever our little namazes are, our tilawat, our zikr, we should have this fear all the time that whether it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And the other very important point is ittiba'i sunnah, to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we do, our Shaykh gives the example that after asr namaz, we read our farz. Now we go in a closed room, we lock the door, nobody can see us, and we are making namaz now, nafal namaz, right till maghrib. All this namaz is against sunnah, so it won't be accepted. So all our amal must be in the parameters, in the daira, in the limits of our shariat and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this also, we cannot thank enough the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They were die hearts of the sunnah. One letter extra, they would stop from there. Anything missed in the sunnah, with their own close, dear, blood family, they would become so upset if they did or said anything against the sunnah. So Allah Ta'ala bring that quality also in us, that we try and live our lives in totality according to the sunnah, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.